Monday night, Dvar Halacha. Okay, just to finish up, we talked about the mitzvah of lending someone money. There is, if you're lending someone money and he's really an oni, and you suspect that he won't want to pay you back, or that he won't be able to pay you back, I'm sorry, that he won't be able to pay you back. And so we said, if Lagabi, the mitzvah to lend him, and the iser, like by Shemitah, which is lav dafka Shemitah, any inordinate fear of not being paid back, and therefore you refrain from lending, you're over a lav. On the other hand, if you're reasonably certain that he won't be able to pay you back, you don't have to lend money. Many times with an ani, so the Shulchan Aruch really suggests giving the money, lending the money, and you say, you know, you'll pay me back when you can. And if at that point you stipulate, or you have in mind, that it'll be tzedakah if he doesn't pay you back, so that's okay at that point. But many times people come afterwards and they say, I have this ani that has a loan to me, owes me money, can I just write it off and take that from my tzedakah money? And the answer is no. At that point you cannot, because you can't. That's like you're benefiting from, you're directing the stock in a way that you're the beneficiary, which you can't do. But to stipulate it at the time you're giving it, and you're saying, I'm giving this as a loan, and if he can't pay me back, then I'm giving him stock up. So that's perfectly legitimate. Okay, that's one point. Lending things, in English there's only one word for lending. We know that in the Lashon of Chazal, in the Lashon of Halacha, is halva and she'ela, which is to lend something in the she'ela sense is not the mitzvah asay of im kesef talve asami. It's chesed, it's hatuvecha kamocha, it is mahu rachum afato rachum, it's a gemilus chasodim, but it is not the specific mitzvah of halva osmoman. I think, you know, for obvious reasons, the Torah made it a specific mitzvah because it's, you know, it's harder to lend money, it's harder to get it back. If the thing's be'en, so, you know, you're borrowing it, you get it back. But money is gone. The minute you lend it, it's gone. So the Torah Taka made a special mitzvah, so say, on lending money. However, if the person, let's say, is an oni and he wants to borrow something that'll help him get on his feet or be on his feet, then there's a mitzvah of the hechzakta bo. That's also a mitzvah, so say. The hechzakta bo gervas hosha v'chayimoch. If you do something to be machzik a person from falling, so that's a mitzvah, so say, bifnei atzmo, even if it's not the mitzvah of lending money. Many times people don't lend things, and I'm talking about she'ela lending now. Really no reason. The Chazal call it Tzoros Ayin. It's a very bad midah. You just, you know, you don't want to lend. It's yours. I'm not talking about a reasonable fear that he's going to break it or not give it back, etc. Again, you know, when you're reasonably certain that's going to occur. But many times you see in the Parsha of Saras, if you remember your Chumash Rashi, it's Parsha of Tzoros Ayin. It is a midah of a person. When you say it, people like say, oh, like, who would be that way? But it's a midah, and we all suffer from it to a degree. It's called Soros Ayin, Sar Ayin. That it's not forgiving, you know. So you someone to borrow something, you know, you mishtamit from him. So that's not a good thing. And sometimes you're angry at a person, and that's already nekama. You have to watch out. You shouldn't be able to do the isaloi. Obviously, again, if you have a real fear that he won't give it back or it'll break, and a chanami, then you shouldn't lend it. The shoel also has obligations, believe it or not. He has to not use it in a way that's not the regular usage of the item. He has to give it back on time. He can't lend it to someone else. And most of all, he should remember to give it back. You could probably start a few libraries with books that have never been returned. Okay.